Alert! Your radio is an inferior model. It has been detected that your radio software is unable to play Bigipedia with multiple voices. Therefore, your current session will continue in single voice version only. You have searched for Frat Beach. Frat Beach was an American sitcom set in a beachside college fraternity. It ran from 91 to 95 and is notable for making its female lead, Candice Flym, a sex symbol. Click here for a clip. Single voice version only.
First the surf is up, then the sun goes down. Frat beach, my kind of beach.
Frat Beach is filmed before a live studio audience.
So, Gazda, how's it going at the bar?
I just don't know. The dance is next week and I'll never be able to afford a car to impress Gina. And without a car, there's not a chance she'll let me... Hey, Gina! Hey, Gary!
Hey, Gina.
Dale?
Hey, Hot Buns.
Hey, never gonna see him.
Well, won't keep you, boys. This thong is riding up.
Would you like to upgrade to Bigipedia Multivoice? Debiting your account now.
Upgrade confirmed.
Please do not touch your radio for the next 25 minutes.
Bigipedia. You think, therefore we am.
Sponsored by Kianto.
Kianto. Daddy's other voice.
Biggie Romance. Profile 232. Username...
Jenny Wren. I'm an atheist with an unfortunate passion for Christian rock. Looking for similar, but the other way around.
Please note, Biggie Romance Service does not exist. Please stop submitting pages like the following.
Biggie Romance Profile 538. Username?
Dr. Omega.
Age?
55 of your puny years.
Looking for?
A nemesis. We've never met, but when we do, we'll both know. I need someone who'll say no when everybody else says no, no, please. Someone who'll thwart my plans at the last moment. Someone who'll really make me sit up and say, this cannot be. I am invincible. Must enjoy being tied up, or at least tolerated. No minions.
Featured article, The Bee Whisperer.
Fergus Lean, a.k.a. The Bee Whisperer, is an apiarist and minor celebrity from Cardiff. Once billed as the man who thinks like a bee's, the odd phrasing is thought to be due to a bad translation from the Welsh, he's the only beekeeper known to keep bees, not for their honey, but for their company. Lean became well known following an appearance on the Welsh language daytime programme Bori da Cymru.
Biggie clip.
Now, Fergus, you're quite the bee magnet, aren't you?
Yes.
And you've brought in, what do you call that, a beard of bees?
It's a convenient way of carrying them around.
Sorry, having a bit of difficulty hearing you. Can we get the mic closer?
Oh, well, you're startling.
Ow! I just got stung!
He's only playing. Hang on.
How's that?
That is remarkable. You just ordered the bees to move up to the top of your head.
No, not ordered. I'm not their superior. Oh, my, no. They can be an handful when they get frisky. Pull your face into a tulip.
Right. So how often do you wear the bees like this?
Oh, all the time.
But surely at parties.
Oh, yeah, I see. No, if I'm at someone's house, I'll just have a few, maybe as a moustache or sideburns.
You're joking.
I don't like to be without them.
End clip.
In 1996, Lean fronted his own TV show, The Bee Whisperer, as an expert troubleshooter for problem hives. ITV dropped the show after six episodes, claiming its appeal was, quote,
too narrow, focusing as it does exclusively on bees and beekeeping.
A broader appeal Saturday night dating show, The Honey Trap, where Lean's bees were used to help single men pick a wife from a crowded discotheque floor, was put into production and immediately cancelled. However, the six existing episodes of The Bee Whisperer garnered a cult following online, with fans delighting in his eccentric behaviour, such as saying the first bold hello, his opening gambit, wherein he would, without warning, insert his unprotected head into the middle of a hive to greet the bees. Nothing has been heard of Fergus Lean since February 2006, when he attended a village fete near Swansea dressed in a suit, beard and a hat made entirely of bees. There to judge a honey competition, he was about to announce the winner when he began to rise from the podium into the air and hover above the assembled crowd of nearly 20 onlookers. As they realised what was happening, the emergency services were called, but by the time they arrived, Fergus was too high for the fire brigade to reach, and a police marksman who attempted to shoot the bees off him ran out of ammunition. By 6 o'clock, he had vanished from sight. Eyewitnesses differ on whether his last audible words were, "I shall return," "Remember me, my earthbound kin," or possibly, "Skyward ho, my Apian knights." Click for mobile phone footage.
Mobile phone clip.
Original copyright, Megan Davies.
Help me, please, get me down the bees, I've got this! Help me, please, God help me!
No winner was announced at the honey competition.
Targeted advertising.
Please note.
Without compromising your privacy, Bigopedia automatically logs and analyses every page you visit and will alert you to products and services based on your browsing history. If you do not wish to be advertised about what you like, please...
Force bees to do your will with this high-frequency Sonic Bee Dog.
Sonic Bee Dog slowed down 400 times.
Working on the same principles as both the dog whistle and the sheepdog, the Sonic Bee Dog emits a high-frequency whine, non-painful to humans, that, with a little practice, will make bees do your will. No more getting the paper yourself. The Sonic Bee Dog's got it covered. Stuck for a Valentine's idea? Imagine her face when she wakes up to see her name on her bedroom ceiling spelled out in bees. Now you don't have to. You can actually spell out her name in bees on her bedroom ceiling with the Sonic Bee Dog.
Did you know that 34% of secrets could be about you? Protect yourself from being left out of other people's private conversation with Highborg's Stealth Conversation Enhancer. Hear any conversation from a football field away. Ideal for listening to a conversation on the other side of a football field. The Highborg Stealth Conversation Enhancer fits discreetly in your ear and is no bigger than a large ear.
Well, why not try the Highborg Evidence Acquisitioner? Record everything you see and hear with the Highborg Evidence Acquisitioner. A discreet video device, no bigger than a cheese, the Highborg Evidence Acquisitioner fits in your belt buckle and films the potentially suspicious belt height activity of the strangers around you. Is that a normal skirt or the skirt of a spy? Best check up it. Review the evidence again and again and again in the comfort of your home.
Stop your child wetting the bed with this. Cherry Tree Homeware's Screaming Sheet responds to moisture with a terrifying scream that'll soon scare kiddies dry. Also a great gift for the senior citizen in your life who's forgetting not to have nighttime moments. It can't be reasoned with. It can't be apologized to. It only speaks the language of dryness. The Screaming Sheets from Cherry Tree Homeware. Weezistance is futile.
Dry clean only.
Cherry Tree. Disambiguation.
For Cherry Tree Homeware, makers of such items as the Screaming Sheets and the Pajama Alarm, click here. For The Cherry Tree, the unpublished prequel to The Cherry Orchard, click here. For Chorizo Tres, the accident-prone sausage from the Uruguayan cycling proficiency advertisements, click here. For Cherry Tree Wood, the publishers, click...
Cherry Tree Wood Books is a once popular British publishing house, best known for producing children's books in the 1950s, most of which are now out of print, and many of which have been withdrawn from schools for their outdated and unacceptable attitudes. Classic titles include...
The Gypsy Catchers.
Mummy Learns Her Place.
We Don't Talk to Leroy's Family.
No Job for a Boy.
Tomboy Gets Her Medicine.
A Jew in the Church Door.
And The Face That Wouldn't Wash.
Cherry Tree Wood now concentrates on the adult market and is recently notable for publishing the controversial Why Did They Die?
Is a book by Jonathan Short, sole survivor of Pan Olympian Flight 601, which crashed in November 2005. In the book, Jonathan investigates the lives of the other 300 passengers, the pilots and the airline crew, to find out what they did wrong. He uncovers the affair that Jennifer Rhodes, seat 15C, had 9 years before the fatal crash. Adam Meisling, seat 24B, was one of five homosexuals. Amanda Truin, seat 17A, had taken marijuana. Trudy Lessiter, one of the flight attendants, took the Lord's name in vain, even as the plane was going down. And in the final climactic chapter...
Spoiler alert!
Short reveals that the pilot, Captain James Morton, could technically have been a bigamist, as his divorce on the Isle of Man may not count under British law. In the introduction, Jonathan states...
I believe that I survived for a reason... to write this book. My hope is that my painstaking research will help the families of the deceased to finally appreciate this apparent tragedy.
All profits from the sales of the book go to a fund for removing the victims' remains from hallowed ground.
If you would like to buy Why Did They Die, click here.
Or to get your hands on one of Cherry Tree Wood's children's classics.
Redirecting.
Welcome to Biggie Kids! Written by kids for kids!
Under constant adult supervision.
Please note that Biggie Kids is no longer called Underage Fun due to a copyright infringement.
What are we going to learn about today?
I spy with my little eye something beginning with learning about spies!
Biggie Kids joke of the day!
Which very cold dessert is also a game that James Bond would like?
I don't know. What very cold dessert is also a game that James Bond likes?
Ice pie.
I spy.
Spies.
Hello, gang. First things first. If you're going to be a spy, you need to be able to keep a secret. Practice by keeping secrets from your teachers. It'll help if you have a code.
What's a code?
A code is a way of communicating so that only other people who know the code can understand you. Examples are semaphore, Morse code, or French.
Bonjour.
A spy! Take him away, officers! Now, French is too hard for kids to speak, and Morse code is so hard that the only people that can speak it without a special machine are dolphins. But there are some easier codes, like the British spy code. To do this code, swap round the first two vowels of every word you say.
What's a vowel?
Learning alert.
A vowel is a letter with a hole in the middle, like O or A or lowercase e.
Let's hear an example of British spy code. Here is a conversation you might hear in the corridors of MI6.
Holle.
Holle.
Erat uo a spy?
Yes, I am a spy.
Why erant uo spiking in British spy kedo?
I did. But yes, I am a spy. Didn't have a onif vowels in it.
Oh. Here. This is an important secret message for the hired spy.
Thank you, Folu spy. I will give it to him immediately. Guide boo.
Guide boo.
Look out. Semo bodies listening to our conversation.
That man's a dolphin. And that dolphin's a spy! Take him away, officers! Remember, spying for any country except Britain is against the law. Now, aside from learning about codes, how else do spies keep their secrets? Well, one way is to put hairs over things. For instance, when you go out, put a hair over the edge of your door. If the hair has moved when you come back, it means someone's been in your room. Take the appropriate action.
Want to know if someone's been reading your spy book? Put a hair along the edge of the pages. If it's moved when you get back...
This hair technique, known as forensics, also works for cupboards. Or you can put a hair over your lips at night, so you know if anyone's been looking in your mouth while you were asleep. In fact, forensics is so important in spying that you're not allowed to be a spy if you're bald.
Biggie Kids, in ongoing discussions about being sponsored by Kianto.
Hey kids, who wants a Kianto popsicle?
Hooray!
Kianto. We don't know why it sometimes solidifies, but when it tastes like this, who reads labels?
And now, for the delicate child, new low-alcohol Kianto.
They contain traces of high alcohol.
Biggie Romance Profile 314. Username.
Please note, Biggie Romance Service does not exist. Please stop submitting your photos and requests. Biggiepedia is also not intended for
ranking pictures of kittens by star rating,
selling your unwanted buttons,
learning to swear in a new language,
telling the world about song lyrics you have misheard,
showing the world your new baby. Please don't upload any more childbirth videos. We already have one of each.
If you do wish to meet singles in your area, sign up to our premium adult match service and get yourself put on our sex register. Entries like the following will be deleted.
Biggie Romance Profile 124. Username?
Phyllis. I'm very boring and average in every way. I could not be more normal and will be willing to answer any queries to prove this. I am therefore looking for a weirdo to balance this out in order to give our children a chance at a personality. Specifically, I am looking for a slovenly myopic triad who loves putting shelves up and then immediately taking them down again and clearing up the mess. Good hygiene and a love of pesto optional. Turn-offs. Illegal Mexican wrestling holds.
Illegal Mexican wrestling holds.
The following holds and moves are listed as illegal under international Mexican wrestling law.
The Driving Miss Daisy. The Belgrano. The Dutch Wolf.
The Rastafarian Crab, The Trust Game, Eyes Wide Punch, The Milk Moustache, Pelvis Has Left the Building, The Nervous Lobster,
The Secret Olympics.
User intervention. Reference, Olympics.
Batterman.
I think it's a disgrace that Wikipedia is bowing to the power of the IOC's massive PR machine and failing to give proper coverage to the Secret Olympics. When will the international community wake up and realise there are two equally important Olympics? TV only shows one of them. The papers only get the results of one of them. Even here on Wikipedia, there's no page about the Secret Olympics.
Kneel before Zod, except after C.
I'm not exactly sure what you're referring to.
Well, of course you're not. That's how they want it.
Well, you can start your own page, you know.
Oh, sure, and get it deleted.
Moderator Brett.
Hi, guys. Hey, pages are only deleted if they're found to be untrue or of insufficient interest.
Oh, really? What about my page on It's Pancake Time? That's been deleted 8 times now, even when I change the spelling or log on as someone else. You can't tell me no one's interested in a show like It's Pancake Time.
I've just checked, and there was never a show called It's Pancake Time, not even in pre-production.
And there's never going to be one if you keep deleting my page. Come on, think about it. It'd be brilliant. People love pancakes, right? And people already watch loads of shows. It's Pancake Time.
Wikipedia is not intended to serve as a medium for you to pitch TV show ideas.
It's Pancake Time.
Please stop submitting this page.
It's Pancake Time.
If you do not stop submitting this article, you may have your membership deleted.
Discussion closed.
New article submitted.
All Rise for Pancakes is a popular TV show scheduled to start in December.
The page has been deleted.
Wikipedia, pruning unwanted branches from the tree of knowledge.
Prize chess. You play white. See if you can win from the following position.
You have lost on time. Please send £10 to Wikipedia.
Hi there. This is The Margin, a blank part of the page where you can doodle whatever you want. Express yourself. You have doodled a cock and balls.
Search box. You have searched for smoothies.
Disambiguation.
For smoothies, the 1974 sitcom set in a Hastings cravat shop, click here. For smoothies, the probiotic fruit-flavoured cigars for women, click here. For smoothies, the ill-advised laxative cough drops, click here. For smoothies, the drink, click here.
Smoothies, most read subpage, Anton and Jennifer's Juice-tastic Fruities.
Anton and Jennifer's Juice-tastic Fruity Company is a globally popular beverage conglomerate. Aside from their fruit drinks, they are primarily known for their unorthodox and laid-back work environment. Their famous HQ, the Mega Orchard, has won many industry accolades, including Cubicle Magazine's Most Relentlessly Fun Workplace 2006. For an archive news feature, click here.
If you're a commuter who enjoys an early morning vitamin fix, you'll recognise this. The distinctive purple bottle of Anton and Jennifer's Juice-tastic Fruities. The Fruity, or fruit smoothie, has changed the breakfast habits of millions. But what's so special about where they're made? I came to Wearside to find out. Over 200 employees work and play here. The architecturally unique office space known as the Mega Orchard. The trees are real, the tweeting birds are frighteningly believable automatons, and the grass is so rich that if a cow were to graze on it unattended, its stomachs would all explode.
I've never worked anywhere like it. It's not really like coming to work. It's like waking up in a climate-controlled pod and walking across a car park in your pyjamas and sitting behind a desk.
I think my favourite thing about the building is that it hasn't got any corners, so it's like working in a big hug.
Plus, we get free Weetabix. You just pile up boxes of it in the kitchen and you can have as much as you like, all the time, whenever you want. Imagine that. Free Weetabix whenever you want. Not just for breakfast. It's like an amazing dream.
I'm speaking to Leslie Finch, CEO and founder of Anton and Jennifer's. Leslie. Is it true employees get free Weetabix? Oh, that's not quite true. They're not Weetabix, they're whole wheat bisque made by our parent company, Omnisil Organics. We found slow-release carbohydrates are the most fun and efficient way to increase productivity.
Omnisil Organics.
For Omnisil's parent company, Glorex Fisher, click
sponsored
here.
Links.
Glorex Fisher, breast milk and plasma replacement powder.
2010 Glorex Fisher Military Defence Systems Exhibition at Birmingham NEC. Book now.
Click here to purchase Glorex Fisher brand AIDS inhibiting drugs for your township or country.
Windows closed. Returning to archive feature on Fruities.
It's pretty laid back here. So what can't employees do?
The only thing we've banned from this office are ties and stress. And beards. And we've done away with stuffy hierarchical titles like boss or line manager. We call our employees friends.
Stig Wilson is a marketing friend, although here they call it the chit-chat department.
I've been a friend for about 8 years now, so next year I might get a promotion to super friend, then big wizard, super big wizard, and finally best friend forever or BFF. It's really fun.
And you've personalised your work pod with things from home.
Why do you say that?
Well, this pasta collage, one of the kids.
Oh, no one here needs kids. No, that's my end of quarter progress report from my big wizard, Stuart. There's me and Stuart in the middle there.
It's lovely.
Three different kinds of pasta.
I'm here where the magic happens, the bottling plant. Oh, let's have a read of this bottle. Here we go. Nutritional information. This teensy bottle is stuffed to the gills with half a banana, two apples, and 40 lovely squishy blackberries, and cuddled to a pulp by Rusty on the 14th of April. Rusty likes swing ball and films about rabbits. Let's meet Rusty.
I am Rusty. Fill me with grapes.
Rusty's a robot. That's great. Well, I don't know. I sure love working for BBC Look North, but I also sure could be tempted by working with robots, squash courts, and these delicious whole wheat bisques. Where do I get an application form? Back to the studio.
Well, your contract's up in June, Hillary. Hopefully they'll be looking for someone who can talk with a mouthful. And speaking of mouthfuls, we meet a lady with an unusual number of tongues. Plus, later on, dogs and cats. Why Britain's favourite pets could soon be on our plates.
You'd never believe it. Crazy stories from around the world.
In 1970s Britain, Richard Adams wrote a novel called Watership Down, in which most of the characters are rabbits. You couldn't make it up.
You'd never believe it.
Terence Buddy Dwyer is famous for two reasons, being the only person to survive Rehnquist syndrome and the youngest legal member of the American Armed Forces. Young Buddy's dream was to be a soldier, like his brother, but when he was diagnosed with Rehnquist syndrome, it looked like his wish would never come true. His mother wrote to Brigadier General Warren Douglas of nearby Fort Meade, who visited the youngster in hospital and made him an honorary captain of the U.S. Army. On miraculously recovering from his condition, Buddy restarted his studies at Jacksonville Elementary, but was arrested on the way to school by military police, found guilty of desertion by a court-martial, and shot.
You'd never believe it!
In 2006, the hollow shell of a man fell out of the sky above Bremen, Germany. His skin was covered in bee stings, and his insides turned almost entirely to honeycomb.
Warning.
Pop up! Have you got a baby? Does it need a scabbard? Don't put it in a dog scabbard. They're not fit for an animal. Try all new Bronson's baby scabbards. I've got hundreds of scabbards here in my warehouse, most big enough for a baby. This is not available in stores, but I've got loads of them. You know where to find me. Just head for town and ask for Bronson. Bronson's baby scabbards, prolonging your baby.
Pop-up closed.
Hi, everyone. I've just posted a tutorial video on how to make music using BiggyBand software. Check it out.
BiggyBand, free software that allows anyone, even you, to make fun music.
Please note, the rights in all and any fun music made using this software or any other will remain vested in BiggyBand in perpetuity.
BiggyBand, making music fun.
Okay, so I'm going to take you through the basics of creating a song with BiggyBand here. So we'll just throw in some of the elements of a pro song now. So we'll go file, new song, title. Well, seeing as it's Mother's Day, I'll call it Meryl. So let's go about building up Meryl now. Okay, first you need a rhythm. Good. Then you need a bass line. Now let's have a little rhythm guitar. Add some piano. Just for fun, a bit of this. It's a dog or something. It's free. We'll need some lyrics. Come on, everybody, let's sing to the music. Let your body dance. Come on, everybody. Let's get and sing to the music. Let your body dance. Right, okay. Let's put those elements together. File, go. Come on, everybody, let's sing to the music. Let your body dance. So that's a good start. But let's give it a professional edge. I'm going to show you the function layering. Now, next, this is the layering function, which takes all the sounds we've recorded and uses layering on them. So I'm just going to highlight all the sounds, then file, layering, all. Do you want to layer all sounds? Click yes, please. Play tune. Come on, everybody, let's sing to...
Demo version only.
Let your body dance. Come on, everybody, let's get...
Demo version only.
Let your body dance. Then I'll go song save, upload to song database. There you go, that's a new song recorded in 3 minutes. And if you think the Beatles were around for 10 years, just imagine, right? If they had this software, they could have made 1 million. Oh no, there's four of them. That's 6 million songs, so that would be one Beatles song for every person in Denmark. So that's how to make a song. And if you like it, why not give me a good rating? And they've just announced a competition to create the login and logout music for the whole of Bigipedia. I think I might submit this one. What do you think? Let me know. Goodbye.
Competition entry received.
Biggy Romance Profile 472. Username?
Gemma Fry. Never the bridesmaid, always the bride. That's me. I think I'm just too ready for commitment. I don't know what it is about me or the signals I put out, but I always end up hitched. So this time, I'm
hanging up my white dress and slipping on a little black number. I just want someone who'll see me as a pretty face, a Jessica Rabbit figure, and a weekend they'll never forget. Please note, your free trial of multi-voice Bigipedia has now ended. Bigipedia will now shut down.
Come on, everybody, sing to the music. Let your body dance. Come on, everybody, sing to the music. Let your body dance.
Demo version only.
Bigipedia was conceived by Nick Doody and written by Nick Doody and Matt Kirshen, with Margaret Caborn-Smith, Sarah Morgan, and Kerry Marks. It featured Ewan Bailey, Sam Battersea, Margaret Caborn-Smith, Nick Doody, Neil Edman, Pippa Evans, Cobner Holbrook-Smith, and Lewis McLeod, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the program was a positive production for BBC Radio 4.